We are friends, digging each other, taking time to talk it over.
I just came up at Buffalo Exchange, dude.
You did just come up.
I always say I'm not going to buy any more shoes because I got plenty. Just bought two more.
And your wife, did just tell you not to.
And I also don't believe you saying that.
But... as soon as I bought them,
yeah.
I called Elaine.
Oh, okay.
Say, okay, here's the thing. They were rare.
Yeah.
They're at least $130 a piece. They were selling them for $40 and $30.
I mean, they're really cheap. That's
one of them is a special edition 25th and Diamond. North Philly shit.
Yeah, that was, they look like that.
Yeah, that's what they are. And hey, man,
wait, are you?
Was that
you
I don't know.
Is that a dig?
I truly don't know what you guys. I don't know anything about shoes, so yeah, I was thinking, man, I'm really out of this loop.
Were you just repeating what I was saying?
No,
God, that was really good.
That was a good repeater, dude.
Fucking,
it was almost like you interrupted me because you knew that was good. Man.
It's a double burn too because he's fucking with you, and then I think he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. So I'm just doing this back and forth. Like,
evil genius.
I really don't know shoes at all, huh?
And then I got a pair of those Flyknits. Air Force Ones, but they had them in a high top, which I don't have, so I got those. But yeah, it was pretty good. But yeah, when I was there, I was at the counter, I was looking it up at the stuff behind the counter, and I'm like, why the fuck is that old ass wrinkled T-shirt $400?
Is it the creator shirt?
It was probably, maybe it was some artist collab with The Simpsons or something, because it didn't say The Simpsons on it anywhere. It was just the house.
You didn't catch the brand or anything? It's not like some Versace
it was way up
shit.
There, and I didn't want to be like, how much is that shirt?
Let me find what it is.
Like, I hate it when I'm embarrassed when I ask them to take something down for me and I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah.
I do that a lot in like watch stores. Like, can I try that watch on? Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, man. I just.
They do sell a Neiman Marcus. Oh, it's a Balenciaga Simpson shirt.
That's...
But it has like the family. It's $650, but it has like $650. It has like the family. It has like the characters on it. It doesn't have the house.
Is it the scene? Is it the picture with them sitting on the couch?
No.
Huh. This one had a house on it. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it was like
We're getting closer.
Like Balenciaga. A promotion that they did.
Oh, I think I have. Yeah, the house. Yeah, I have this. It's off white.
Yeah.
Simpsons house T-shirt. It's just the house, but it's like white. It's just
that's
the house.
It. Yep. How much?
Let me see. Yeah, it's off white.
Is it Balenciaga?
No, it's just like the brand off white.
Oh, that's a brand?
Yeah.
My God, Brent.
We both didn't know because I was like, the one I saw was pure white.
looked pretty white to me. Virgil.
What do you mean I'm off white?
Wow.
Doesn't say the price. It just says kind of like what it is. But no wonder. That makes sense. That brand is like super fucking nice. Dude, let me keep going here.
Speaking of off white. I made a joke at the Atlanta Punchline, which I had a blast. Love that place. Shout out to that place. No, but when I talk about the neighbor and like the moving the car, relax, pal, all that.
Right.
So I added this thing like, oh, there's just certain white people I fucking hate. Like I hate Brents. I'm a Brent.
You're a Brent.
I hate Blakes, Connors, Elliots, Christians.
Kyles, you know, Bretts.
Where you just
those
know they're
my
rich.
Neighbors.
But this fucking dude who's obviously racist, the white guy, just goes, the fuck's that supposed to mean? Like that during my set.
Oh, shit.
And I go, all right, relax, man. It's worked out for you. You know, like I immediately go, like, you're really going to get mad at names?
Right.
Okay, relax. But he was, like, aggressive to the point that it made it uncomfortable for the crowd. For like, I was thinking, is this motherfucker going to charge the stage? He's drunk and he's going on a white power trip.
Was he?
And, I mean, he basically was like, what's that supposed to mean, man? And I'm like, all right.
Oh, because you said the name thing?
Yeah, because I said there's certain white people I can't stand with that yacht hair. You know, like I do like the porcelain dolls. My best friend is
the
Elliot.
Polo sweatshirt around the shoulders.
Yes, that. And he was one of those. And I was like, you're making my point.
Oh my God. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know why people think they can win against a comic. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Like you're losing right now.
There's this new thing that I've been noticing a lot in the on TikTok and Instagram. Major artists like Billie Eilish, who by the way I fucking love.
Yeah.
That girl is so goddamn talented. Anyways,
changing wardrobe for all the girls across the country.
Oh, but
now it's pajamas and fucking big tees.
But here's the thing, she's so dope to her fans.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
She is sweet.
And I've seen a few videos with her. This happened, and then there are these arena shows. And I just saw one with Lady Gaga, came out of retirement type of thing to do a show.
Wow.
People in the audience are throwing shit at them.
Oh, yeah.
Their own fans.
It's insane because like, they want some attention or something.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
They're throwing stuff at them.
What are they throwing?
Yeah, Kid Cudi
sometimes,
left the stage, didn't he?
Sometimes did he? Gifts.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
also,
but
like,
still like...
thing?
Just like a dinnerware
no,
set?
No, like... Air fryer.
These are weird gifts to throw on stage. Throw a bra.
I really needed this for the tour bus, but can we wait till after the fucking show?
It's like the artist is registering for wedding gifts before the shows. No, but like teddy bears and shit like that. But they're throwing them.
Yeah,
like, throw it to me, not at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just place it on
overhand
stage.
Overhand it in my face.
Guys, can you get this to the stage?
Yeah.
But they're just like, and she's singing her Billie Eilish, but she's so sweet about it. That girl's fucking dope, man.
Get hit with a bear.
But yeah, this is the thing. People are throwing shit at the people they paid a lot of money to go see sing.
Don't throw shit at us.
Throw an ice cube at Jason, that's for sure.
No, don't do that.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
People, that could really fucking hurt, too.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Stitcher if you can't afford an iPhone. Spotify.
If you can't afford an iPhone,
I think Stitcher.
I
want to
know
like
who
Android.
Actually listens on these, like iHeart Stitcher.
A lot of people do.
Do they?
I listen to them. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and leave a review so that it helps our algorithms. If you want to look at our beautiful faces, of course you can go to YouTube at The Lion's Den with Brent Moore and Jason Collings. And for your members only content, Patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. That's Patreon.com/TheLionsDenPod. Also, your one-stop shop for everything Lion's Den, TheLionsDenPod.com.
We had some Lion's Den people fly out for the shows.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for coming.
And if you
want to
email us,
afterward.
The email for our inquiries is podthelionsden@gmail.com. Am I correct, Will?
It's .gov, actually.
.org.
.gov?
.gov.
What if we were a government institution? But yeah, continue to do all that stuff. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good day. That's the end of this podcast. I'm really sad. I'm sad.
That's right, yeah.
My first, my real, actual first celebrity crush. And I don't know why, when we've talked about celebrity crushes, I've talked about Phoebe Cates. I'm talking about Phoebe Cates when I was a teenager and the pee-pee was ready to go.
Right. The pee-pee was ready.
When you're like 9, you don't know that it's ready to go until it goes and you're like,
right.
Yeah.
That also reacted to Olivia Newton-John, my very first celebrity crush, has passed away, 73 years old, just crazy. And never not gorgeous. There's a picture of her online. We'll put it up right here. Her and her husband, like 3 days before she passed away.
She looked
great.
She
was a stunner. But man, me and my brother would watch Xanadu. All the time. We would watch it over and over again at my grandmother's house because we couldn't afford cable, but my grandma had cable at the time. And we would, my brother and I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's house when my dad was still doing music touring and stuff. And so we would lay, and she had one of those big old school 70s console televisions that sat on the ground, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we would lay on our tummies and watch Olivia Newton-John and go, oh, boner.
Yeah.
And,
it tingles.
Ew, my pee-pee's
well, it's hard
growing.
To lay on your tummy with a boner, dude.
No.
That's the best way to hump your hands.
And you put a pillow under there.
Oh, boy.
You put a pillow under there and you just start rocking back
you rock
and forth.
Oh,
baby.
Jason's dancing. You're like, damn, dancing.
Get a nice little hump on.
But Xanadu, man, she was so gorgeous in that and she showed a lot of leg and she was so pretty and the songs were amazing and I had a huge crush on her and then, of course, Grease happened and
a place where nobody has to go. They call it Xanadu.
Well, I mean, that was impressive as shit. I didn't really have that connection to her, but she was gorgeous.
Oh,
what you talking about, stud?
Ooh.
Oh.
Cindy.
That's right, dude. John Travolta was so John Travolta in that movie.
Such a dork.
You know, I never asked you this question, but you know how, like, you see a video of yourself or you're at the mall and you have those fucking mirrors that like go back.
Yeah,
so you have to see an angle.
It looks like a hallway.
You actually just get to look at your brother and see. I've always wanted to know what do I look like
what
outside
really
of myself.
Like, yeah.
Bro. So does that ever make you insecure or confident?
It's no, because we are individuals. We're different people. He is
so I insulted him so bad.
Wildly more attractive than me now. Pisses me off. He's lost so much weight.
He has lost a lot of weight.
I'm heavier than him for the first time in a long time.
I mean, I also have a hot take because I think I know you guys so well, but I don't. It's, this sounds so stupid, but you'll understand what I'm saying. I don't think you guys look that much alike.
Yeah, same.
So
especially
easy.
Now, my brother's buzzed his head again.
Oh, he did.
Even
he's
if you guys
short.
Have the exact same look, it's so easy to tell who's
right.
Who.
Like, and that's because you're close to us.
Is
but
that
like,
really what it is? You
yes,
think?
My brother. Yeah. I was in Starbucks, and then my brother walked in after me, and looked completely different to me in my eyes. He had a baseball cap on. Yeah. He looks, you know, older.
Older? But well, he looks wise.
Only because I'm doing the Hollywood bullshit and darkening stuff. But he walks in, and the girl immediately goes, "Oh my God, is that your brother?"
What if you're like, "No"?
I'm like, "No." No. And then we look at each other and we start. Nice. Like when we reach up to each, he reaches up with his hand and it's like we're touching a mirror. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. God.
But yeah, when you get to know us, get to know me. We obviously are two different people. Both stunningly beautiful men.
Stunningly?
Yeah, stunningly. Stunningly beautiful. Shockingly gorgeous men.
You're shockingly beautiful.
Yes, dude. Yes. My the first love of my life has passed away. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. First of all, her song.
I don't know.
Did you just do a cross?
No, like I just did this.
Dead Devil Hands?
Is that Devil?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
This is I Love You. This is Rock On, and this is fucking Rock On.
Yeah, dude.
I like that.
So R.I.P.
I knew that.
I was listening to her music all the way here. Such beautiful music.
Oh, man. She was stunningly talented and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was shockingly beautiful, which, by the way, I think you insulted yourself when you said you're shockingly handsome.
What's shocking?
That means something.
Like, when people look at me, they go like this, fuck, he's handsome. Shit, that shocked me.
It shocked me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I just think about, like, she's all that. You know those movies in the 90s, the rom-coms, that would be like, oh, and then here's they wear a dress, all of a sudden they're 10s. Yeah, it's like, she looked like that in the overalls.
Right. Here's what's shocking. Here's why it's shocking how handsome I am, because you notice the crooked teeth. You notice the one fang. You notice the cross eyes. You notice the crow's feet.
Okay.
You notice the lines in the forehead.
you never start. You only say bad things.
You notice the gut. You notice the love handles.
I don't know.
And you're still like, fuck, he's hot.
Yeah, God, Jason, that felt painful. Are you okay?
Everything I pointed out, I felt it.
That's the worst when you get a like anybody commenting on anything, like DMing you, insult. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's like, fucking suck. That makes me laugh. But if it's just something as simple as shoulders are high, ooh, I'm like, what, are they?
Yeah.
Like, little things burn way more. Oh, great. Now I'm telling you guys. If you want to hurt my feelings, just pick
here's
something apart.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, why's your nose weird? Because I have a deviated septum. Write it back. Because it's a deviated hashtag trying.
Hashtag stop bullying.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Hashtag leave me alone, please. I'm very sensitive. Where's your chin?
I get a lot of those.
Okay. Oh, I have a chin, but sometimes the way I do comedy, I hide it.
It
I don't
goes
know why.
Away.
I see it all the time.
Fuck this microphone right now. God damn it.
What's happening with you it's over just, there?
I'm not happy with it. Now I am.
Nice. You know, I did use it for a table read. That might be why and I had to yell and stand and stuff.
Is that why your jacket was on the back of my
yeah.
chair?
Mm-hmm.
That made me so mad.
You know, it almost
it's
broke.
Like the Three Little Bears when they come home. They're like, who the mm-hmm. fuck's been sitting in my chair?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, bears, relax, okay? And also,
how did you get a house?
Is, stop breaking into homes.
Hey, bears, how did you get a house?
Yeah.
You should just be happy you're not in a cave, okay? Sleeping on a rock. You have beds and chairs and porridge.
I hate rich bears.
Fucking rich bears. Did you bring me a water?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Where'd it go?
It's right here.
I don't know. To your feet. Oh. Dad,
it's right next to your feet.
Did you blame me?
That's the way to do it.
Well, shit that's what dads
hey,
do.
The water that you
shit
me.
Rolls downhill.
Yeah. Where the fuck are my keys? In your hand, Dad. Well, don't fucking hide them next time. Yeah. I didn't hide them.
You hit them in your hand?
Like that bit I do when I get mad and I'm yelling at my family and I turn around and bump into the wall and I blame them. Who fucking put the wall here? Yeah. Who hired the contractors to come in and rebuild the house and make the wall close?
Hired a contractor.
You do this, honey? Did you do this? Kids, go to your room. Did you get the wall moved? Answer
or like
me.
When you're really pissed and you throw a piece of paper and it just doesn't match the energy and it just kind of goes.
So funny.
Fuck.
Well, Jay's going to Alaska this week.
Oh, yeah.
I am going
dude.
Off continent, guys. I'm leaving the country.
We may never see him again.
It's going to be trippy being in another country again because it's been a very long time.
It's America.
It's yeah.
No, dude. No, it's way on the other side of Canada. There's no way that's America. Anyways, going off continent, going international, going international, buddy.
Nope, not international.
Yeah,
domestic.
Big time international.
U.S. state.
Going
U.S.
to
state.
The country of Alaska. Going to see
in the North America.
No, it's a country of Alaska, and I'm going to the state of Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And Anchorage. You understand? I'm so ignorant to Alaska that I've never been. I'm thinking I'm going to see penguins, polar bears. Is that
I think so. I actually was going to ask a dumb
question. Orca?
Is it? Alaska's where it's dark half the year and light
same.
Half the year, right?
I talked to a guy the other day that he was performing a gig out there.
Yeah.
And when they finished the gig at 10:30 at night, they played nine holes of golf afterwards because it was still fucking daytime.
Okay, wow. So I'm not that stupid.
And all then right. There's times where it doesn't get
light. Is it dark or light?
Both, I think. But you're asking the wrong guy. Well,
I think everywhere's dark and light.
Yeah.
Both.
But see if the summer in Alaska is sunny or if it's
going
to be...
Like right now where I'm going, the time that I'm going in a couple of days, I believe that it's the highs in the 60s and the lows in the 50s.
The summer gets pretty hot. Is it in the summer, temperatures can reach 90.
But global warming, guys.
Park average rests.
Dude, it's so weird the weather in other countries, right, guys? Man.
God, everywhere I've been going.
Being
recently,
a world traveler, so
yeah, muggy.
But being a world traveler, the country of Alaska is a place that I haven't gone to yet, so I'm very excited.
Still not
to
a country.
There. What's that?
Still not a country.
What is it then?
It's a state.
It's part of
a normal
us.
State.
Is it the 49th or the 50th? Because I know that it's Hawaii, which is also another country.
Hawaii.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Hawaii.
Just say
Hawaii. It's Hawaii, which is another country in the Pacific.
We just claimed a bunch of shit, didn't we? We're just like, no, that's us. Well, you guys have that.
How crazy
we're taking that.
Yeah, what did Canada say when we're like, we want
that little thing right
that
there.
Thing up there that's connected to you?
Yeah.
That's, I wonder if Canada was like, take it. Yeah. We got enough cold shit. Fucking places.
Yeah.
Guess the population of Alaska. Population.
13,000.
13,000?
Brent.
That's like Burbank.
There's more people in that in the valley.
Okay, you know what? I played along and guessed. I don't need to be judged. All right.
I'm going
to
say.
Think about it.
I'm going to say.
In the entire state.
1.5 million.
Okay. What's your guess?
13,000.
What is
really low?
Is it 1.3 really million?
Low. What did you say?
1.5.
What are you playing? Price is Right?
Yeah, I am doing Price is Right rules right now. Ooh, 1.49.
Oh, Jesus. God.
What is it?
It's less than a million.
800,000.
Wow. It's 736,000.
Fuck.
Pretty small. Close.
Wow.
That was as of 2020.
That's like that fact that I like to spit out about Canada. There's more people in the state of California than the entire country of Canada.
Is that true?
It's 100% true.
Oh my God, I got to read.
Yeah, because there's parts of Canada that are just like, what's even nothing. There? Because it's like Vancouver, Toronto, like Montreal. Those are big places. But then everything else, you know?
Yeah.
Ottawa. Like Saskatchewan. It's probably 52 people
Edmonton.
Live
in
52 people.
Edmonton.
There's four people in some places.
Frozen.
And they're
Edmonton.
All just fishing in one fish hole.
They got more. They got more fucking. Hey. Fuck.
What?
What's the word?
God damn it.
What's like
that.
The? I was gonna say
that's
like
me.
More,
being me right now.
Like a per capita. More like. It's like more
let
letters.
It.
Like more letters than people. Like it's more like syllables. More syllables than people.
Okay. Okay.
Wasn't worth it.
Man,
cut everything. Cut it off.
Keep it.
It's the worst when the brain shuts down. What was it? What
I am excited though in Anchorage that while I'm going to be there, they're having their version of Mardi Gras.
Are they?
Yeah, it's going to be a special event stuff. So I'm hoping that drives people to the show.
Well, they got to laugh. They don't have friends.
Also, they asked me to host some game show,
like on TV.
No, I think it's a live thing.
Yeah, hold on. Let's.
Yeah,
are you Chuck Woolery all of a sudden?
Know.
Can we explain this?
Talk
whole
about
thing?
The Price is Right.
Are you leaving?
I think
LA?
I'd be a great game show host.
No, you would be an amazing
dude.
You think
I would
Alaska's
have the
a country.
Longest...
You're gonna fuck it up.
Me doing a game show. Those microphones.
Oh
know?
Yeah. Why is that?
And
just
what
available?
Is the answer? Bing. Yes, polar bears.
No, Brent says 13,000. No, that's not the population of Alaska.
Yeah.
13,000, Don.
So it's less than a million. It's
wow.
Pretty,
and it's huge. It's the size of a country because it is another country.
Well, it's not. So let me see fun facts. Alaska fun facts.
I like this.
Is home to the 17 of North America's tallest mountains.
Cool.
Okay.
Boring. Alaska has more than 100 volcanoes and volcanic fields.
Didn't know that.
Boring. There are more than 3,000 rivers and 3 million lakes. Okay.
Yawn.
Boring.
Sweet.
Give me some juicy stuff. You know, like how fast can you ride a donkey?
How many murders?
A donkey?
Do you know that my fucking... How many murders happen in Anchorage, dude?
Yeah,
I've watched a few
lot.
Of those cop shows.
Well,
Anchorage.
I'll give you two movies
now,
you could watch.
Is Anchorage a big city?
I think it's like the city, right?
Is it the capital?
Of what?
Of the
Alaska.
Country of Alaska.
What is?
Is Anchorage.
Oh, Juneau.
Juneau.
Right. We knew that. Judy didn't know. But Juneau.
You just got an insight to us in history class.
Yeah. Idiots.
Alaska's flag was designed by a 13-year-old.
Of course.
His name is Benny Benson.
Obviously.
In 1926. A kid Brent made up, for sure.
We're doing this. What is this? No, it's Benny Benson. Benny Benson's here. It's Benny Benson's here. I drew a flag. I was bored.
Why are they talking like they're from Boston in Alaska?
Well, because he moved there and he took over.
You
got to
talk like an Eskimo. I don't know how they talk.
Can't host a game show out there if you're doing that. Also, isn't that racist to say now, Eskimo? No, I said it.
What?
Isn't it?
Why? Isn't like let me see.
They're named after the ice cream,
I think
right?
It's a derogatory...
Eskimo
derogatory,
pie?
Derogatory term, right?
Is Eskimo a slur? People in many parts of the Arctic consider Eskimo a derogatory term because widely used by racist non-native colonizers. Many people also thought it meant eater of raw meat, which connotated... Connoted? Connotated?
I think connotated.
Connotated. It's a weird spelling, though.
We're really fucking dumbing ourselves down this.
Like, represented like barbarianism and violence. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, see, I just think about really delicious ice cream sandwiches.
I just think about Eskimo kisses.
Eskimo pies, Eskimo kisses.
Rubbing the noses together, which
yeah,
also
it's like
is
cute shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What's this bad?
What are they calling? Like, First Nation? That's what they call
them. No, I know.
You know, Native American, how we call them that in America. In Canada, they call them First Nation.
First Nation. It's kind of a dope name. Sounds like a rap group. First Nation.
It's way better to say than saying Native Americans because they didn't name the country America.
It's true.
So they're not native to America. They're native to the land. So they're First Nations.
Inuit?
Inuit.
No, I was just having a stroke. No, I don't know what it is.
No, Inuit sounds right.
Inuit is what it is.
That sounds way more offensive than Eskimo.
Inuit, a member of an indigenous.
Sounds like a grammar, like a punctuation mark or
Inuit.
Something.
Yeah, put an Inuit in there and that'll make it flow better.
Yeah, right.
What are you, a fucking Inuit? Like, doesn't it sound like an insult?
Sounds worse than Eskimo.
Yeah, it does.
Eskimo,
oh my God, what if
like
you say
cute.
That and you get
Eskimo
punched
sounds
and we
cute
just
as shit.
Are my Inuits do it?
What's the national bird?
Well,
there?
Inuit is a member of an indigenous people of northern Canada and parts of Greenland and Alaska. So I guess Inuit. So don't say Eskimo.
Do they live in igloos?
Wait, you said ask me three questions.
Do they live in igloos?
Do they?
Yeah,
do
I actually
do Eskimos,
really
do
know.
Hey, man, have more patience with me, Will.
Do.
Don't talk to me like my goddamn teacher.
Do.
Middle fingers out.
What do you ask? Do they live in igloos?
Yeah, they're still in igloos.
Because that's some engineering genius, if you think about it.
Did you ever build one?
Dome.
Oh, no, you didn't grow up with snow.
We built a geodesic dome in a class. We built a geodesic dome.
That's a big word.
And then at the end of the semester, we were just kids, there was a raffle to see who got to bring it home. Oh, and my brother won.
Really?
So we had a geodesic dome in the backyard for a while.
It's hysterical. Just sitting on your stomachs, rubbing your
penis. It was like an igloo.
In your igloo.
We used to build, me and my little brother used to build, during snowstorms, you build tunnels and you build these little huts. And then.
Where? In the ground?
Yeah, well, because it would snow, like it would get up to the
table. Oh, tunnels
in
the snow. Got it.
Yeah, so then we would have it, and then the Sestico brothers would come over and bury you in the snow because they just jump
on
it.
So do they? Do they live in the igloos?
They're no longer the common type of housing used by the Inuit. They
were
made culturally significant.
Mm. You know why? Global warming.
Yeah, it's tough.
How fucked up is it to live in a house that's going to melt overnight?
They're
whole night, all you hear is comments. Boy, boy,
yeah.
Boy, mm-hmm. Boy.
There's a leak. No, it's just the walls.
We just live in...
The walls are sweating.
Fun fact about Alaska, polar bears actually own businesses there. So you can go...
Polar bears drive.
They drive.
I don't know if you guys have seen the Coca-Cola commercials. They drive. Mm-hmm. They go. Hey, they sled.
They sled.
Now they are. The Mini Cooper came out with an all electric, and in the commercial, guess what? A fucking polar bear is driving it.
I'm telling you, dude.
Crazy.
It could be crazy. What if you did get there and there's like fucking polar bears walking on 2 feet? Going,
in business
Good morning.
Suits, business like, suits and briefcases.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh,
drinking Cokes.
Yeah. Oh, you're the comic. You're the comedian, this is the comedian.
Are you a fucking polar bear talking to me?
You have to stop by our.
Those
restaurant.
Things apparently are very ferocious. Now, back to my other question. Yeah. What is the national bird of Alaska?
Pterodactyl.
Probably.
Alaska State.
Polar
Thunderbird. Thunderbird.
I said something even stupider. I said polar bird.
If it's the penguin, I'm going to be so happy.
It's like the chili bird.
Ooh, dude, I'd love to see a penguin.
I can't pronounce the second word. The willow tar. It's P. It's one of the PT words. How the fuck do you pronounce it? Ptarmigan. Ptarmigan. If we
that sounds prehistoric.
Yeah. It's a chubby little guy.
Oh.
He's really cute.
Ptarmigan.
Isn't it weird that penguins are birds?
Yeah. Oh, poor bastards, too, you know?
They're
can't
more
pick
like
anything
beaked,
up.
They look like beaked seals to me.
And
seals with beaks.
They got to watch all their fucking counterparts fly around, and they're just going, oh, man, waddling over there, getting eaten by the old walruses.
I'm really curious to see what it's going to be like there, man. It's
pretty cool, man. I've always wanted to go.
I met some people in Vegas that are from there.
That's cool.
They actually might be coming to the show, actually. So.
Pleasant summers.
Pleasant.
I bet it'll be fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
it's going to be beautiful. You know what I mean? I bet it's going to be pretty fucking pleasant.
Yeah. Two movies to watch if you want to get familiar with Alaska, because that's my education. Mystery Alaska with Russell Crowe, good hockey movie. And Insomnia with Al Pacino, which I picture is going to be you, because the sun kept coming in and he couldn't sleep, him and Robin Williams.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, it's a dark, dark movie. It's a murder mystery thing. And now, Robin Williams is a serial killer.
I want to know if you can pull up a photo. Is Anchorage just... I'm picturing, because I've never been there, is like a small town with like boathouses and shit.
That's literally...
Is there a city? Is there like buildings? And is there like a big city? Is Anchorage a big city?
Let me see.
I mean, we sound so stupid right now, but I've never been there.
This is the dumbest we've sounded.
I've never been there, never plan on going, but now I'm going... And I know nothing about it.
They also have no sales tax.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a little city.
Guess where I'm buying.
Dave, if you
want
to put pictures up, I'd say just like Anchorage, Alaska. That's just what I Googled. But it's a nice little cityscape.
Like a little city?
Yeah, it's like a normal little city. The buildings aren't super high.
Nice town.
But there's like, it's like a little metropolitan area.
Fuck yeah.
And it's a big dock for like oil workers and shit, right? Isn't it?
You're just making shit up.
I gotta just stop talking. My mom right now is like, did he read anything?
It's more,
there's a lot of crabbing there. Like crab
fishing. Seafood is big business.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're probably big boozers.
The most commercial fisheries in the U.S.
Yeah.
I wish I liked crab. That'd be good.
Man, I'm going to.
Ooh, Alaskan crab.
I bet it's gonna be a really cool experience.
Oh, shit. Is my passport up today? Oh, yeah. It is.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. You don't need it.
So. When you leave the continent, which
right.
I'm doing.
Right.
You need
right.
to
when
have
you leave
a
the continent. Yeah, when you leave the continent. Yeah. Which you're going up it.
Yeah, no, there's no way Alaska is attached to anything.
It's by itself.
You arrive in Alaska International or Anchorage International. You're just sitting in the customs line. Everyone's like, Spanish.
I'm going to the island of Alaska. It's not connected.
Where are you going? No.
Hola?
I didn't bring any vegetables with me.
Did you say hola?
Yeah, hola.
Doesn't know anything about the culture. Hola? Nanook.
Good
All
to
right.
see you.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. A buddy of mine, comedian Manny Maldonado, just did it last week, and I talked to him on the phone before I came here, and he goes, dude, you're going to have so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Who's opening? Is it just you?
Probably local.
Nice. Love that material.
Some Inuits, maybe?
Huh?
Inuits
might be opening.
Yeah.
Inuits.
Fur jackets and polar bears and shit.
Ooh, are you an Inuit? Are you a local Inuit?
Are there orca killer whales up there? Because I want to ride one of those for sure.
Ride?
Yeah. That's one of the tourist experiences you could do.
Ride an orca?
Yeah, you ride an orca.
Like a Coca-Cola commercial?
It's what white people do. You know, we ride fucking wild animals for some goddamn reason.
30 Days of Night. That's also another movie from Alaska.
Yeah, they're there.
That's a good one, too, with vampires. Dude, so watch out for
I'm
gonna
vampires. I'm going to have a blast. And what's really cool is I'm flying out Thursday night. I don't have shows till Saturday night.
That's cool. So you get to explore.
So I get, like, I'm going to have some time.
You fly to LAX?
Yeah.
Do you have to take like one of those tailspin
Guess what airline?
To get in? You know
Guess
what, I mean?
What airline I'm taking, guys?
What? Spirit?
Alaskan.
Oh, you better. Yeah, that makes sense.
You better. Funny, the JetSuite X.
You think
you and three people?
You would think being it's like in another country that you would take like an international flight out of the international terminal. No?
No, because it's just a state.
I don't know, man.
I do.
I don't know, man. I do, because I have a computer in front of me.
Yep, and we just know.
And
you know,
education.
And you know.
I don't know. You got to learn
just
the language.
Just kidding. I
Get
know
a
it's
book.
A state. I really want to know if it's the 49th or 50th.
I wonder if they have Uber there. Whew. Oh, boy. Might have to do a sled dog thing.
Yeah, it's like a dog sled instead.
Yeah.
A
bunch of huskies and Malamutes.
What's a Malamute?
Malamute is a bigger husky, I think.
Wow.
Alaska's our 49th state.
Nice. So Hawaii is 50.
Hawaii is 50.
Is 50. And Puerto Rico is a territory, I believe. I can't remember.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it's Americanized, it, you know? But
it's its own thing.
It's also its own country.
It's supposed to be so beautiful over there, though.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah,
oh
the,
my God!
The Paul Elaine, brothers moved there. That's
Elaine,
all I know.
Elaine's been there a few times, and she fucking loves it. She wants to go back.
You got some stories, dude, from Anchorage.
Oh yeah,
Jason's Alaskan adventure.
Yes, I got to remember to document some shit.
That's the fun part
of this
job.
I get so in my head and so excited about what's going on at the moment that I forget to pull the...
Which is good.
I'm not a millennial.
Which is healthy.
Not a Gen Zer, so I don't go, oh my God, I got to prove this actually happened. But You know, I like to live the experience.
Bet you're going to get awesome photos, though.
Heck yeah. A lot of selfies, dude. What if I come back and the only pictures that I have are just selfies? You? And it's because I'm 50, the selfies are always like right here.
Well, I'm excited. Emails? We do have some emails. We have some. A lot of people send in weird laws.
Nice. I like it.
Which we're loving those.
I love it.
I'm confused about this email, but maybe you guys will know. So the, and Brian, this is a Connecticut thing, so maybe you'll know especially. Mm. The subject line is hauntings in Dudleytown, Connecticut.
Did we just talk about this yesterday, the other day, about the abandoned town?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's an abandoned
town. There's an abandoned.
Great. I'm glad you guys know. Okay, go. Shit.
He just told me.
This is from, the name is Fa. F-A.
Fuck, yeah. Fa.
What up, dog?
My bitches. First time emailer, but been listening to the pod since day one. and dominated us. Won't bother giving my name since a white boy Willie here would just butcher it. So you went with Fa? All right.
You got it, though. You pronounced it right.
I think. Yeah. It's literally Fa Sa.
Fa Sa.
Two letters. Yeah. Good job.
Anyway, I was on TikTok and came across a video talking about Dudleytown, Connecticut, yep. and how it's so haunted and creepy that it's closed to the public. Yep. So, Brent, give us the details. What the fuck did you do?
Fuck, he that just is told so me about weird.
It. I didn't even know that existed.
Because we were, I saw that same TikTok that he's talking about, that Fasa is talking about. Fasa, good looking. Me and him are connected. But it's a town in Connecticut that's abandoned. It's a closed town. Hmm. And apparently when you're in the town, it's silent. There's no fucking birds chirping, no animals. Really? Yeah, it looks like it's always foggy.
It's like Silent Hill. What was that movie?
Yes. Dudleytown, Connecticut, which is crazy because Connecticut's a huge state. It takes about 20 minutes to get to every part of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
To get across it, short ways, it's only like, what, 45 minutes?
Yeah, everything is kind of...
What about long ways?
Probably an hour and 10 or something. It's not amazing. Big at all. Yeah.
Are there... Are there 3,500 people there?
13,000. Okay. I always say I grew up in a place that looks like a Stephen King book with book without it. Right. You know?
You were
the fact that, but we used to do shit all the time. Like, let's go down Ferry Lane. You know, you're high school kids. You want to go do stupid shit. And like, let's throw a kegger at this fucking haunted, blah, blah, blah. How did we not know about the town we could have snuck into and threw a fucking rager and just started looking around? I can't believe
it. Halloween party.
Dude, it would be amazing.
Did you pull up some info on it?
Yeah, let me.
Is it really just a no town?
A closed downtown. The thing that creeps me out is the silent thing.
Yeah.
Like, because the picture on it, on the TikTok post, it's just a bunch of fucking trees.
Really?
You'd think there'd be birds in them going chirp, 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 chirps, right?
So residents of Connecticut know better than to plan a visit to the infamous Dudleytown. And it's not just because it's on private property. It has nothing to do with the local police who patrol the area or no trespassing signs. To be honest, the security measures are overkill for most people because most people are too afraid of the deadly curse to even think about this place.
Oh, Jesus.
As one of you guys,
just looked it up, dude. That's fucking haunting. What is that?
It looks really haunting. Yeah. To be honest, the security measures are overkill for most people because most people are too afraid of the deadly curse to even think about this place.
There's a curse. Jeez.
So when it comes to Dudleytown, the darkness is the least of your concerns. I'd say it's my number one.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
The pitch blackness that surrounds this village is nothing compared to the long, disturbing history. This haunting dates all the way back to the 1500s, making it one of the scariest places in Connecticut. So after the beheading of their father, the Dudleys fled to America in hopes of escaping the curse. But their involvement with a mythical book believed to open the gates of hell doomed them and anyone who befriended them. The town they established was repeatedly plagued by murder, suicide, madness, and failed business. The fourth one's not that
failed
big of a deal.
Business. It's failed, like open like, with that.
Yeah, open with murder, suicide, and also some guy who opened a fucking drugstore didn't happen. Yeah. Didn't pop.
Yeah, he opened a creepy bookstore and it just like didn't happen.
Fucking donut stop. They were like, why are they putting donuts? It's too haunted.
Also, Netflix, you're making so many crappy movies. Make this one.
I know. I bet there is a movie based off of it.
Nobody will dare to work in this place. So it's in like the middle of private woodland. Yeah, it's been abandoned since the 1800s.
What?
Some believe this is the evilest place on earth, and many paranormal investigators have left this place running. But in the end, it's up to you to decide what you believe.
Well, now I have
Brent,
to go.
Let's go.
Yeah, we have to go next time we play
Dude,
Connecticut.
Let's start.
I'm going to
Dudleytown. The Lion's Den Ghost Hunting Association.
Go ahead, guys. Have fun.
And Will. Will
that.
That would be fun to have Will in there.
Will's going to be remote on every mission. Yep. I'm remote. Where are you at? I'm with Kaylee.
I'd rather be in fucking Anchorage than in fucking creepy-ass Dudleytown.
I did get a little scared just by a picture.
Man.
Fuck that.
Well, Mia, you know how long we would last in there, dude? 2-3 seconds tops.
It's
the silence that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's you like open the car door and be like, no.
I had one incident where I crashed my dad's other car. Jesus, Brent.
How many of these have you done?
I was a teenager. Listen, so there's this street, Ferry Lane, off Old Main Street. And
is that the one in the tobacco fields?
Yeah,
and
with
shit?
The tobacco Boom. Fields. And tobacco fields
Brent drove
scary.
Me down this shit once.
Yeah,
don't
it's
like
one
it.
House at the end of this lake, and it's a street that's right on our street. But at night, it gets really foggy because it's right next to Connecticut River, I guess. So the fog, like, overtakes. So I went down there with my buddy Elliot once, and it got way too foggy where you can't see anything, and we were just encased in it. Oof. And I went, okay, I'm turning around because Elliot's going, turn around, dude, turn around. So I do a little K turn. I go like this, this, and then this. And my lights, my headlights, I swear to God, I saw a guy in an old-timey outfit and his, like, walking in the tobacco field, and he disappeared from the feet to his head. And I panicked. This is how I know I wouldn't last in that town. I panicked and went, nah, and just backed into the fence. Knocked their fence down and then went up the hill.
Oh, shit, that's and hilarious.
Fucking Elliot thought I was crazy. Okay, he goes, I didn't see anything, dude. You're kidding, right? I go, do I seem kidding? Because I was like, what the fuck was that?
And that's the craziest thing is when you know I'm not crazy. I saw this. And yeah. Whenever you say it, you sound crazy.
And then I called Brendan, and Brendan lives a town over, and I told him about that. He goes, I'm on my way. And he goes, I want to see. So he comes back. We go back down Ferry Lane. No fog. Everything's gone. And it's just, it's like,
normal.
Like, yeah, it was weird. And I went, that's just weird, dude. We were encased in fog. And he goes, you sure? I go, it was 30 minutes ago. Where'd it go?
Is there like a river at the end of it or something?
Yeah, that's why
I remember that.
Get it. I don't know who lives in that house, but I'd be terrified because it's one road in, one road out.
Huh.
They tried to kill somebody down there too. This kid that went to school with, it was an attempted murder, and he pretended to be dead and lived and like walked out back naked. They thought they killed him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it was just you after a long night, after a wild night.
No. I'd get my ass kicked. It was me, actually. You're right.
Yeah. Guys.
He knocked on that door naked. He was a criminal, and he was dealing with criminal people, and they beat him.
Holy shit.
He lived. He's in jail now.
Well, we have some weird laws in Canada. We have some Canada weird laws.
Nice.
Hey, Jason, Brandon, Will, really enjoying the pod. The weird laws segment was a hoot. And I wanted to let you know about a few odd laws we have in Canada. This is from Jerrica. I don't know if I said that name yet.
Sweet.
That's a great name. I only know one other person that name.
And we love her.
So in Ontario, it is illegal to paint your garage door purple. Any other color is fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Purple?
No purple garages. Wow.
Don't do it. I'm fucking doing it. I'm done with this shit. I love Prince. They know I love Prince. I've been wanting purple my whole goddamn life. Hey, Jerry, what are you doing over there? Fuck you, Dale. This is my life, okay? Call the cops.
And you own the house.
Yeah. I own the fucking house. I'll paint polka dots on this bitch if I have to.
No purple. Yeah.
No purple. Dude. Imagine you could do polka dots, but you can't do purple. You could do zebra stripe.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do purple. You could do fucking leopard print. No purple.
Jerry, you're going to have to get rid of this. I want purple. Get rid of it. Okay, fine. I'll do something different. Jerry, why did you put KKK on your garage? Well, you said I can't do purple. I could do anything else, right? Ah, he's got us there, boys.
The K's aren't purple.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I'm trying to look for an explanation, but whatever. There's so many of these, so fuck it. Let's just go on to the next one.
Somebody had a big fear of Barney.
The governor had a really bad dream about Barney. No more purple. In Saskatchewan, teenagers may not walk on Main Street with untied shoelaces.
That's a liability. That's why. It's very smart.
Yeah.
One of these teenagers trips and falls on his fucking shoelace because he thinks he's a cool skater or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he gets his shoelace stuck in a spoke and then he falls and hits his head on government property. Hey,
you
can't
know
sue.
That's right.
There's a law against it. You broke the law.
The very safe mayor in that town. Like, oh, no, shoes.
Also hates teenagers.
Just autistic.
I love that
mayor.
It's specific to teenagers. Is it specific to teenagers?
Yeah.
Hilarious. A toddler can walk around all day with his shoes untied. I can.
yeah, I can.
But
as
if
an
you're
adult.
A teenager, fucking teenager, sagging your jeans and untying your shoes.
Yeah.
Get off Main Street.
Fucking Billy had to trip over his lace and get hit by the snowplow, and now we can't fucking rock no laces.
Wow, that
Vans
had to be that was a 90s or 80s law, guarantee it.
Yeah, right. It really does sound like that.
Definitely 90s, probably. Right. That's when people would untie their shoes, right?
Well, in Toronto, it is illegal to drag a dead horse down York Street on a Sunday.
But that's on a Sunday.
Hey, just
so
don't do it. Hey, don't do it at all. Who's dragging a horse?
Or you're dragging it and you're coming up to York. We're going to have to take the long way.
Fuck, it's York.
We're going to go around.
Oh, fuck. What is that? Is that York? Is that York? Just tell me if that's fucking York. Yeah, why? We got to go
dragging this dead fucking horse.
What you doing? Shut up. Get out of here. We fucking killed a horse. Why? I don't know. Fucking... It's like 2,000 pounds. How are you guys doing this? I don't know. Just look it up.
Why don't you just go down York Street? It's right there. Can't. Gotta go around. Can't. It's illegal.
Give me your skateboard. Give me your skateboard. Put the fucking horse under the board. Roll it in the town.
Read that law one more time. It's illegal to drag
a dead horse down York Street on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Saturday. God's day.
God damn it, Brent. Drag why don't you wait till Monday to move that fucking horse?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking sticking up from my fucking yard.
It's sticking up.
Next, we got another Ontario thing. Filling your bathtub with more than 3.5 inches of water is against the law.
3.5 inches?
Yeah.
Now?
What?
Not on a Sunday? What?
No, just filling your bathtub with more than 3.5 inches of water is against the law.
You got more than 3.5 inches in there? Yeah, I like to play hide the penis.
Who the fuck would know they're
bathtub
doing that?
Bathtub safety is so important that they did no more than 3.5 inches.
So that's how they do it. They investigate it. So if somebody dies in their bathtub because they're a fucking idiot.
Drowned in 3 inches of water?
They can blame the victim. Yeah, she broke the law. She had it coming. Why did I say she? I'm sorry.
She had it coming.
It, they, them.
I don't understand.
3.5 inches of water.
That's nothing.
That's a floating penis. That's all that is.
Yep. Your dick is out.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like the periscope on a submarine.
Yeah. It's just waving around in the lukewarm water. Also, I don't want to see the point of a bath is you don't want to have to look down and see your body. You need to be covered in
cover
bubbles.
It, yeah, get the bubbles.
You need bubbles. Yeah. It's weird just looking down there with no bubbles. What am I looking doing? At your weird like paint. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Ew.
Like, what is that fucking hair?
Never been more grossed out by my own body than sitting in a bathtub.
I don't do baths.
No,
I can't
who
do
does?
Baths. So many people do. Dude, when I find out guys that do baths, I'm like,
you know someone?
You're a creepy son
you
of
know
a bitch.
You know people who take baths.
Dude, Skylar Stone takes baths.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
Oh, then my brother just scared the
Skylar
shit out
Stone,
of me.
Like, you're a bathing dog. Beauty.
Well, we got two more here in Fredericton, the capital city of my home province. This is Jerica. There's a law by which there's a bylaw which states this is ridiculous. No owner of a bitch shall suffer or permit such bitch to be upon the street or in any public place while the bitch is in heat.
Oh my God.
I suppose this may make sense from an animal control angle, but the wording makes me giggle.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just a woman hating fucking.
No, you can't come, honey.
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch
and
in
it's
heat.
Over. It's past your curfew,
Bitches in heat. That's the that's the law.
Is bitches in heat.
Sounds like a great band
bitches
from
1985.
In heat. Yeah, that's dude.
No owner of a bitch shall suffer or permit such bitch to be upon the street or in any public place while the bitch is in heat.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the first song.
Yo, the bitch
I
is
love
in
that
heat.
Suffer is in there. Well, not suffer or permit.
I love such bitch.
Oh, my God. That's such
permit
bitch.
Such bitch to be upon.
Said bitch to be upon.
Said bitch is great.
That's so funny.
He said bitch shall be bitched because you're a bitch, honey.
So funny.
That must have been one slutty dog that they had to make a law about her in heat. Like, God, your dog keeps fucking everything. Okay, it's getting gross for the kids. Mommy, what's that bitch doing?
What was the time after what time?
Oh, was there a time?
I can't remember. It sounds like it was be on the street.
No, there's no. Just keep the bitch off the street.
Keep that bitch,
keep that bitch off the street when she in heat.
It's the old bitch in heat, keep her off the streets.
That's such a rap lyric.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh God,
man,
we got another one, huh?
No, that's it. It was just really long. I thought it was two. But
bitch is heat.
But, you know.
Said bitch.
Said bitch.
Must remain in bitch's house,
therefore,
keeping her bitch mouth shut while that bitch is in heat.
Yeah.
You're
bitch suffering us.
Your bitch too horny to be outside. Keep that bitch at home. Shall forth stay at home.
I love
bitchness.
Yeah.
I love that a derogatory term for women for some reason became the actual term for a female dog.
Really?
How did that even happen?
Somebody said it with
Jim Carrey. Ah, the bitch. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Pekingese, hyperactive, or whatever he said.
God, you can do, of course you can do Jim Carrey. Alrighty then. I can't.
Alrighty then.
I'm trying to see if, according to.
You're welcome, very little.
Yeah, female dog. I mean, the evolution of bitch.
Somebody just got mad and goes, you're acting like a real bitch. And then they were like, whoa, that kind of works.
Because maybe a bitch in heat is like, maybe they're mean and shit. That's why they got to keep them off the street.
Super slutty and shit, yeah. Just running around fucking
just
bar
fucking
stools.
Lampposts and shit. Just businessmen walking down the street just getting fucked.
Just seeing dogs on the fucking
spraying,
two legs like hookers.
Psst, psst.
Don't hey, baby, you want a date? Oh, man. Got these bitches in heat down here. Hey, bitch, you in heat. Get off the streets. Okay, $5 for a handy.
Why does hey, bitch make me laugh so hard?
Hey, bitch.
I'm just picturing out the window of a Cadillac. Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
What's your name is?
How much?
Your husband married, bitch. Get over here.
$45 for the hour. Okay.
All right, bitch.
Get in there. Get in the back, though. You're a dog. Get the fucking back. You don't sit in the front. You roll this window down for me, please?
Shit.
Yeah. I like to put my head out here before I start getting going.
Don't mind the drool. My tongue's always out.
Guys, we need a law here. There's a lot of bitches in heat in the streets.
On time.
We did it.
Are we there?
Nice. We did it. We're there.
Should we do a Patreon?
We should do a Patreon.
Make that shirt, people. Bitches in heat.
Bitches in heat.
Off the streets.
Oh, bitches in heat. Stay off the street. Right there.
Man, that
if your bitch is in heat, stay off the street. Damn, that's so funny. And then the Canadian flag.
Yeah.
The maple leaf. All right, kids, see you over at the Patreon.
Other than we didn't really do dates. It's basically just San Jose and Batavia, I think.
Yeah.
San Jose at the beginning of September, Batavia in August.
Or October.
You shall see.
October, yeah. Sorry.
That'll all be in the description. And yeah.
That's Cryption.
See you over on Patreon.
Later. We are friends.